It is the sound of the end. You write the hits, I write the B-sides here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And hopefully I have James from the ends at the other end of the line. Are you there, James?
I'm there. Have you got me?
Yes. I'm there too!
Hey!
Yeah, we're all here.
Right, hello rest of band as well.
Hello, they've gone now.
They've gone? Oh, the cheek of it. Oh well.
Giving us some peace and quiet.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah, because you guys don't normally do peace and quiet, do you?
No.
No.
Bunch.
Righto, yes, and that song in particular is pretty much the height of rowdiness because it's always when it comes to the end of the song, I'm immediately visualising you diving into Joe's drum kit.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I mean, that's the way it's got to be. That's why it's at the end of the set, because when you play that song couldn't go in the middle of the set, or it couldn't open, because, you know, when we play it, we just want to smash things in.
Right, yeah, yes.
Barna styley.
And I will never forget when you played at our battle stage event at the Brentwood Centre last year. The funny thing was, I'm going to paint a picture here because readers can visualise. They were playing that song. James jumped into drummer Joe's drum kit at the end of the set, and because it's a raised stage, the basically him, Joe, and most of the drum kit disappeared from sight for what seemed like a lot longer than it was. But yes, it was a sight to behold.
I was only mildly concerned as well, because I don't care too much about him.
there we go. Well, there we go. I think better not to dwell too much more on stage antics.
You should just come see us play live. That's the way to go.
And that's a really good way to kind of like weave us into the next talking point. Ooh. because you have been rather busy lately, and the next couple of weeks are, I think it's fair to say, going to be quite a prolific few weeks for you. Tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, probably the best few weeks we've had as a band, I reckon. We've got we got a support tour with the Enemy, a big band, the Enemy, and so we're playing at London Coco next week and playing some places in Birmingham, and a few weeks after that we go to Portsmouth. It's like the biggest break we've had so far, and even because of that, like, we're doing a warm-up show on Canby Island, because it's such a big deal, on Friday at the Corner Club on Canby, just to warm up, because it's, you know, London Coco's like 2,000 people, you know, it's a massive venue. It's always been my dream to go play the Coco, and it's incredibly excited. Some local band did good, you know.
Yes. Yes, it sounds fantastic. So I think what we should say is how did you get involved with the Enemy?
Well, Tom Clark, the lead singer of the Enemy, he's a really big supporter of Unsigned Music, and we just tweeted him our music video one day last year. And he liked it so much, he invited us down to his studio, the Enemy's studio in Coventry. We went down for weekends, and he went through our set with us, and we changed songs, and we wrote stuff with him. And then we were meant to do a second day, but we went out that night and got so drunk that we couldn't do the second day, and we went home early. Went out with him on the town, called Coventry Town. It was amazing. It was like, you know, you're standing next to this guy that you bought his first album, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Wow. Yes. The Enemy, of course, are the band that made going whale whale very cool in the mid noughties.
Yes, in their choruses. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Football sort of thing, you know, like they're on FIFA games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So yes. Well, it sounds like it's going to be fascinating to hear how things get on.
We're band practice right now. We're terrified. You know, just every time we play the set, just like imagining you black out and you think you're at the London Coco.
Right,
so scary.
Yeah. My advice would be just kind of like plan where you're going to jump at the end of the set, and I think everything will be fine.
It's not our place. We've got to be the support band.
Oh, fair enough.
Got to keep it nice and clean.
Fair enough. Well, save that for Friday night then.
Yeah, Canby Island. There we go. That's the one.
Yes.
Hometown.
That's the way to look at it. So, away from all that, you've got your new single, You Write the Hit, I Write the B-Side, is out now. And tell us where can people get it from?
Well, you know, that's another thing. Like, we thought, we're going to release a single this month, and then we got some great gigs to support it, you know. So we've got this brand new single, which is the song you just played, and we can get that. You can get that on iTunes. Just search The Ends, or You Write the Hits, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Ends Band, THEENDSBAND. Various ways of getting it. iTunes is the thing. Just search it up, and it's, you know, it's there. It's cheap. You get two songs with it. You get another. You get a B-side, which is another song we've done, which is, you know, a nice summery tune, a bit different. It's lovely. And that's, you know, that came out Monday. And there's a music video, all sorts. We do everything ourselves. We recorded it ourselves live on Canvey Island, you know, with whatever gear we've got, and it does great. You know, it's our thing. We don't want to go and spend loads of money because, you know, people try and fleece you.
Well, there we go. You're kind of going for the vintage feel with it.
Yeah, which, you're independent. Back to that old thing of, you know, why pay someone else to do it?
And well there you have it. I think you've sold it to our listeners with a few short sentences. So yes, it is worth going. I won't spoil the end. Unfortunately, James doesn't jump into Joe's drum kit at the end of it, but it is still very much worth watching.
Well, studio recording.
There we go.
Doing that just makes a lot of noise.
Fair dues. Mind you, you know, you never know where it might end. Where, you know, you might be able to slide it into a future recording before now. So
oh, actually, we've got another recording we released a few years ago. Well, I did do that, and it was good. But, you know, more professional nowadays.
Fair enough. Mm. Probably for the better as well.
Maybe my microphones can't suffer it.
Yes, very, very true. So we've got the tour. We've got the new single. And I know that you're going to survive all that. It does probably seem rather nerve-wracking at the moment.
Oh,
but what do the next few months hold for The Ends?
Well, we've got single releases planned every 3 months.
Nice.
We just go in, we do two tracks. You know, we're ahead at the minute. We just finished recording the next single. You know, we're really prolific. is the thing. Like, we just go and keep going. We never rest. So the next thing was recorded, so that'll be out in August.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a big release of Chinneries for that, you know, and then November's the next release, and we've got a gig at the Oyster Fleece putting Nine Below Zero, the R&B band, at the Oyster Fleece on Canvey in September.
Nice.
And really, you know, it's just singles after singles after singles, constant things, videos, every song gets a music video, you know, shot by us or shot by a friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, we direct everything, we edit everything. So, like, it's just constant content always coming out.
Excellent, excellent. Well,
and who knows where these gigs will take us?
Maybe indeed.
There'll be some enemy guy there.
Indeed, that is.
Who knows?
Indeed, I think that's something that I think we're all going to be watching.
Fingers
with what you anticipated. Yes, we have our fingers crossed for you here at Phoenix
Your
FM
Phoenix
as well.
FM fingers are crossed.
Yes, they are. Yes, indeed.
Lovely.
Excellent. Thanks. Thanks very much for chatting to us tonight, James. We're going to hear the B-side to the new single next, entitled "You Were Nice Once." But before you go, remind us one more time what the dates are.
We're at this Friday, the 23rd, at the Corner Club on Canvey Island. Next Wednesday, tickets are still available for next Wednesday as well at London Coco in Camden, supporting The Enemy and Dexter's. Then the day after, we're in Birmingham. And 2 weeks after, I'm in Portsmouth, but I think they're sold out, actually, those venues, so missed out. But London Coco, that is going to be a massive gig. Everyone I've talked to has said, London Coco, oh my God, amazing. Love that venue. Everyone loves it.
Right, sir. And, well, next Wednesday, it shall be your home for the night. And I hope you have a fantastic time. And before you go, remind us where people can find out about The Ends online.
Facebook.com/ The Ends Band, THEENDSBAND, or just search for us on iTunes, The Ends, we come up. There's some other bands called The Ends, but ignore them. You know which one it is, it's the good one.
The good one with the good logo as well.
That's the one, yeah, nice logos.
Excellent. Well, very, very good luck with the upcoming dates, James, and, we look forward to hearing more.
Cheers, thanks for having us.